fire flowers. In Japanese, the word for office is a character composing two smaller characters meaning enclosed space and slumping corpse. Outside, a soft rain's falling on what was once the corner deli, but is now an immense pile of pipes and bricks, chips of cement, and crumpled menus. I used to eat there with my wife, who's no longer my wife, but rather someone's girlfriend. We used to order a plate of cheese fries and discuss the feasibility of being married, not knowing we could have more efficiently spent that time doing something else, like organizing an expedition to the Arctic or handing out flyers to save the corner deli from its eventual demolishment. If I turn on the TV set, I'll no doubt be reminded that today is not Saturday and tomorrow's not Sunday, and whatever I decide to watch will simply be a way not to think about what I'm not doing. On these days between the days I'm actually living, relatives occasionally call to assure themselves I'm still breathing, telling me small details I could do without, while in their voices' dark corners I hear their latent, unfulfilled desires, and part of me wishes to take their hands and guide them towards the unknown. But just as I'm reaching out, grazing their invisible skin, the connection's cut, breaking them loose into their lonely longing. On my coffee breaks, I muse on the metaphysical consequences of a slumping corpse in an enclosed space, and I think how our word for fireworks is practical, but in Japanese, it's literally a fire flower, which I find to be inherently more poetic. If you look into the sky at this very moment, you may see flowers composed of fire, and you may see stars exhaling their last breaths onto a cold canvas, momentarily warming the vast frozen space.